You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goal with Dom and Jeremy?
Let's play the game. Let's meet the players representing for the ladies today. It's Chaney. Chaney, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. What do you do, Chaney?
I'm a psychologist.
Cool.
How would you evaluate, you've listened to the show for a while, I'm assuming. How would you evaluate the mental workings of your boys in the morning?
Incredibly problematic.
Nice. Zinger! Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. That's funny.
Probably
funny.
More true than funny.
You funny.
Listen, good luck to you today, okay?
Thank you.
You're going up against this guy, Dave. Dave, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, buddy.
What is your line of work?
Hey, I actually work at Furniture Row.
Hey,
Furniture
all right.
Row. He's peddling sofas, Jeremy.
And end tables. I've purchased products from Furniture Row. So
sofas, end tables, coffee tables.
I believe our kitchen tables from you guys.
So. Bar stools.
Yeah, right. Yes. I'm actually a new listener too, believe it or not. I've seen you guys say, hey, call if you're a new listener. So I've been listening a little bit.
Well,
really
welcome.
Well, that means a lot to us. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's explain how this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Chaney some questions that guys are probably more likely to know. And then I've got questions for Dave that women are probably more likely to know. It's kind of knowing about the opposite sex here. Best out of three will win and get the prize and the point for their side, because we do keep score monthly. If we are tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime.
Ooh.
We also alternate who goes first. Today, it's the ladies. Jeremy, Chaney is all yours.
All right, sweet Chaney, here we go. Comic book character Harley Quinn carries around a weapon that she uses to wreak havoc. What is that weapon?
I believe it's a baseball bat. With, like, spikes on the end of it.
No, it's a wooden mallet, so I don't think I can accept baseball bat.
Yeah. Mallet and a baseball bat with
two
spikes.
Two different things, yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Over to Dave. Dave, tell me this. Why would you most likely use a wet brush on your hair? Why?
To straighten it?
No. Mm. It's actually, you would use a wet brush to prevent tangles.
Oh, boy.
You were close, yeah, but that's not it. Back to Chaney.
Chaney, who was the lead actor in the movies The Majestic, Bruce Almighty, and Man on the Moon?
Ooh. Jim Carrey?
Correct.
That is correct.
Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo.
Point for the girls.
Good job.
Back to Dave. Dave, tell me this. The pop singer, very famous pop singer, provided the voice of Nala in the remake of The Lion King. Who was that pop singer? Take a guess. Take a guess.
I don't know.
Darn it.
That was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Had the voice. Back to Chaney, but here's where we are. If Chaney gets this, she wins the game. If she misses it, Dave will have one more chance to try to send it into overtime.
Chaney, I'm going to give you a little hint with this one right off the bat. These can all be found in Colorado, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to reel three things off, and they can be found here in Colorado. These three things are called the Razorback Sucker, the Humpback Chub, and the Greenback. They are all types of what?
Oh, geez. Frogs?
Good guess. No.
I like the guess.
Those are all freshwater fish found right here in Colorado.
What was the chub one? What was that?
You're a humpback chub. Sounds naughty, doesn't it?
Does one eat humpback chubs?
I would think so.
Well, I just don't know.
Sure,
I mean,
it's a fish. Eat it. Fry
some
it up.
Fish you don't want to eat.
In a pinch, you're out in the woods, you catch a humpback chub, you're going to eat
you
it.
You didn't say I'm starving out in the wilderness. I'm just
Oh,
curious.
You want to be like fine dining.
I'm just,
you want it
yeah,
on a plate
like,
with a
oh,
white napkin.
Yeah, like we just got some wonderful steelhead trout yesterday. I'm really looking forward to preparing that.
I would say,
but
this
I don't
would
know
be,
if I would say the same thing for the chub.
This would be difficult to order at a restaurant. I'd feel funny. Garcon, how fresh is the humpback chub?
Garcon!
What'd you just call me?
Dave, you need this to send it to overtime.
Oh, boy.
If not... Oh, if not,
come on, furniture boy.
Come on.
All right. I'm going to give you three names, brand names here. Tanga, Cheeky, and Hipster. They're all styles of what? I said brand names, but they're styles of what? Tanga, Cheeky, and Hipster.
Jeans?
That's a good guess. Sadly, it's not right. Underwear. Tanga Cheeky, which if you think about it, cheeky is a funny name for it, and hipster. Those are undergarments.
Underpants.
And I got to tell you, it might only have been 1-0, but the game is over.
Darn it. Boy.
Dave's like, dang, I'm a new listener and I lost.
Sorry, man.
It's okay. Thankful to be on. Awesome.
Well, maybe I'll come see you sometime, buddy. I need a new king-size bed, all right? I'll look you up.
Come see me in Lone Tree.
All right, man.
Wait a minute. Before you hang up, though, the way this game works, Dave, is you have to take some medicine once you lose. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I am.
All right, here we go.
Girls rule.
Ooh. Girls rule today, Dave.
All right, Davey boy.
No problem. Hey, no problem.
Take care, buddy. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Look at Chaney putting Woo! The girls in the lead.
And now you know what a humpback chub is.
I know. It sounds disgusting.
You know, if it had been a frog, you wouldn't want to eat that.
No,
either,
you would not.
I don't think. Listen, please stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your great prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys are great.
Thank you,
well,
Chaney.
Well, we think you are.
So
our
sweet.
Listeners are the greatest of all time and dimension. So now the girls are up 2-1, and we will play again Thursday morning at about 8 o'clock.